better leave your hat on like Joe Cocker. Sex in the City ain't just a soap opera. Just the other day I was at the post office, caught your ma checking my ass and said, "Fool, stop it." I reached for the counter, the girl behind laughed, whispered, "You like spa bars, maybe a hot pass." I fired up in my tracksuit pants, so embarrassed couldn't move, to my statue shrank. Started making small talk, she could tell I was nervous. And just when you think I'm in, shit worsens. In first the candid camera crew, I've been set up, now what's a man to do? Nearly 2 years later, saw the host of the show, sold him shit as a hat, gram and overcame. Checked the girl in a strip bar and skimpy clothes, took her home and sold over a million videos. It's like that.
Bullshit pegs, mate, you're tripping, con. That's a bit far-fetched. Bet you had a head worse than Donna Versace.
Ain't none worse than Donna's head, man. She makes Jeannie Little look half-human. Man, that ain't nothing compared to one night I was out with the crew getting bung-eyed. Met a girl from New York who had me tongue-tied, talking all about hip-hop till sunrise. She asked where I lived, and in 5 minutes we touched down in my lounge in fine spirits. I threw on Bill Withers and poured some drinks. She wanted Hendrix and hardcore flicks. Put out a whip and cuffs and started undressing. Just before we're about to get down, one question. I had no protection to save my life, so I rode to 7-Eleven on a neighbor's bike. But I paid the price, cause when I got back, all I found was a note and number to contact. Like most of my crew, you probably think it's funny as, but I cried when the card read Bunny Ranch.
Man, I've seen this girl years back. She used to wake me up every morning 2 to 3 after raging off a tree. Mad demanding, wouldn't let me sleep till she heard the birds sing. Wouldn't even get to see a movie in a month. I couldn't work, I was so tired. She just got me using it for sex, man. She was a man-eater.
Got a number?